between any of these, in between a creek and a river, or any other names that you would use, Lucille?
No.
I wouldn't either. No. I wouldn't either. That's all I would use. I was just curious to know if there were any others you used. Mm-hmm. No, indeed, that certainly is enough, isn't it, to express them all. What are some of the names of the streams around this area, Lucille? You know them so much better than I do. Right around Henry County, some of them.
They have one we're going to call it Andy.
What is it?
Andy. Yeah.
What is it?
It's a man lived over there back a long time in Andy. So they call it the Andy.
Do they call it river or stream or creek or what?
Andy. Creek. Andy's Creek.
All right. Andy Creek. Yeah. What are some others?
I got one over here called Bud Creek.
What is it?
Bud Creek.
Bud Creek?
Yes, ma'am. And one on the other side over there where we moved from, and then Lenny Creek. You know, it wasn't their creek, but it was on their farm. That's what we call it.
Sure you would. Lenny.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. That makes sense, doesn't it, if it was on their farm?
Yeah, so we call it their creek. We go fishing. We say, let's go on Mr. Lenny Creek.
Mr. Lenny. Creek.
Yeah.
Is it still called that?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Yeah, that's still there.
Do you have any that lead into any of the lakes back at the Talmadge Farm?
The Andy Creek does.
Does it?
Yes, ma'am.
Does that lead back into
to that 12 Oaks.
12 Oaks?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right. Are there any other streams around here that you can think of? What about the one so many people fish in? Around here. Isn't there a little larger one people fish in? Sometimes it floods. It's about the only one I think I know. It's more toward Griffin.
It's a river.
River.
Is it Flint River?
That's the only one I've ever heard of around here, in fact. You know all of the smaller ones, you see, but I don't know.
Yeah, well, we didn't live too far from Flint River over yonder.
Where you used to live over there. I thought you had mentioned that earlier.
Yeah, we live close to Flint River.
All right. What would you call a very small rise in the land? Let's say we have level land, then there's a small rise in it. What would you call it?
A hill.
All right. Is there anything smaller than a hill? That is a little bump in the land or a rise in it, might you call a smaller elevation by any other name than a hill?
No.
All right. What do you call what you take hold of on a door to open a door?
No.
All right. Is there any kind of land that you know of that's called by that same name? As a door knob. Have you ever heard of that?
No, ma'am.
All right. Mm-hmm. What do you call a hill if it's very large, larger than a hill?
A mountain.
All right. What about the rocky side of a mountain that drops off sharp on one side? What do you call that?
The valley.
Well, now the valley is down here, isn't it? But the mountain itself, I mean. What do you call that jagged side that just drops right off? These are in rocky mountains, more or less. You go up high, and then suddenly it just drops off, and you say you don't fall off the...
mountain.
Okay.
Off the sides.
All right, what would you call the side, though, if it just cut right straight off, maybe, and it's rocky? It's not made of dirt, but it's just rocky.